Now, the National Transport Authority has confirmed it's examining suggestions to end direct train services from Rosslare in County Wexford to Dublin. It's looking at plans to have passengers change to a Dart line at either Wicklow Town or Greystones and finish their journey into Dublin Connolly that way. It says train capacity is limited by the single track segment between those two County Wicklow towns. We're joined now by Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne, who is from Goree in Wexford. Senator Byrne, you're very welcome. Why can't passengers just change to a Dart line?
Good morning. Well, any increased service that's going to Greystones or indeed to Wicklow Town is welcome. But what's being proposed by the National Transport Authority, and I've been engaging with them on this over the last 4 or 5 months, is that passengers who are currently travelling on the Rosslare line, so if they're coming from Enniscorthy or Goree or Arklow or Rathdrum, that they will have to change in either Wicklow or Greystones. And if you, as it's a nice morning this morning, but I'm sure that there's listeners on one of the morning services at the moment, you know, if you have a dark, wet morning in the middle of the winter, the last thing that you want to be doing is having to get off at either Wicklow or Greystone station to swap over onto another train. And indeed, you know, there's the question as to how long you're going to have to be waiting to be able to transfer onto a Dart. I just think it's very short-sighted on the part of the NTA, particularly given that we are seeing significant increases in the number of rail passengers using the train on the Rosslare line. And that's very evident by the fact that the trains on that line are often overcrowded.
But they say the single train line between Greystones and Bray limits capacity. It's not the best use of the line. They want to increase the number of Dart services to cater for more people. And they say that by doing that, it would allow more frequent services to be provided by diesel trains operating between Rosslare and Wicklow or Greystones, all linking in with the Dart. It's a better use of the line.
But the argument that I've been putting to the NTA is, well, let's be more imaginative. Why just have a single line? Why not look at investing and increasing the number of lines along that route? In the same way as a lot of the lines that serve the south and west going into Euston Station have been increased. I entirely appreciate it's a difficult line to address because a lot of it runs alongside the coast. But at present, the government are investing large sums of money to protect the line against marine erosion. Why don't we look at being imaginative and look at making it a double track for as far as possible down along the
but
line?
But is there enough passenger usage from Rosslare, from Wexford, to justify that?
Well, my argument is that if you look at the increases that we have seen along the Rosslare line, we're seeing double-digit percentage increases over the last number of years from a number of the train stations in County Wexford. But also, if we're to look at trying to get drivers who are, and I'm sure many of your listeners are currently listening to this, stuck on the M11 coming up into Dublin, if we are to give them a realistic alternative, then by providing a regular, efficient rail service down along the East Coast, that would make far more sense. I just think that the NTA are being very short-sighted on this. It's very clear they haven't engaged with any of the commuters who use the Rosslare rail line. And I certainly know, since you know the story appeared overnight in the Irish Times, that I've already got calls and emails from commuters who I know who are far from happy about the idea of you know, regular rail passengers having to then get out at either Wicklow or Greystone station and having to change trains. And we also have to bear in mind that there are quite a number of mobility impaired passengers and wheelchair using passengers who use that line. To expect them to now also have to change train in order to get to the capital, it's okay. Just not acceptable.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. Fianna Fáil Senator Malcolm Byrne.